Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of March 2018, and this is the 770th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's quite early. Well, not that early, it's about 8:30. And I'm heading towards Knocklofty, and I've just come round the corner and there's snow on Mount Wellington. Quite a long way down too. Probably about 800 metres. It's beautiful and it's really hard to believe that that 2 days ago.
Morning.
It was 30 degrees and it certainly isn't now. I've got a jumper on and a fleecy jacket. What I haven't got is an umbrella or a raincoat, and I think maybe that was a bit too trusting. Last night it obviously got kind of cold for us to have snow on Kanungi, but it's still beautifully cool, and because it was cold last night, I slept really well. But I didn't want to get up. I feel a bit like hibernating today. But it really feels as if this is not summer. So, it's so nice. I'm nearly at the top of Knocklofty now, and I've been amazed at how little wind damage there has been. I just saw one tree down, and now I'm wondering whether it was because our winds were coming from the south, which they don't often do, and that now I'm at the top, or near the top, it might be a different story when I start going down the other side. It's really astonishing given the force of the gusts over the last few days. I'm sorry, I've got a bit of a sniffle. I sometimes seem to get a cold just after my sister does, and it's almost as if I can catch it over Skype, but I must have got it somewhere else. It's still cool up here. For a while as I was walking up, the sun came out and I began to feel very overdressed, but not anymore. Yesterday I took a thick jumper and a raincoat, and I had my high-vis jacket, and in the middle of the day it got really quite warm, and by the end of the day it wasn't anymore, so I spent my time putting it on and off, and it was so bulky I couldn't do any other shopping. Because of the bulkiness of the things I had in my mother's hamper on the back of the bike. I think I am going to have to extend my carrying capacity on the bike. I'll see. Panniers seem to be very expensive, so I might just look out, see if I can find some second hand. I'm just stopping here because there are some dear little birds here. They look like finches. And they're not usually on top. They're usually, well, when I say usually, they're not very common up here at all. But when I've seen them before, they're lower down in more sheltered positions. So maybe it's just a... maybe they're just celebrating the fact that there's not a gale up here at the moment, and that they can safely perch on a gum tree that would normally sway. I'm nearly back down again, and there are lovely patches of deep blue in the sky, but mostly it's cloudy. And I was wrong, there was no devastation on that side of the of Knocklofty, and I think I lied to you completely about where the winds were coming from, so you'll have to scrub that bit of information. It's very peaceful. There's a slight breeze and it's going to pick up, but the birds are enjoying being out. And it smells wonderful after that rain. Lovely eucalypty smell, which is great for my sniffles. And we've been really lucky here in the last couple of days in the hot, windy weather. Victoria and New South Wales suffered some pretty horrible bushfires that just spread with those winds. You've got really no hope of protecting yourself or protecting your house or the bush. I don't think anyone lost their lives, but I think about 35 or 40 houses were burnt. Well, I nearly lost that first part of the podcast. I closed my phone down, not by mistake, but without thinking about my unfinished podcast. And I'm very pleased to see that the app itself managed to save itself, because I know in the past it really has been well and truly lost. I'm now in bed. I've got a tray with a pot of tea and I've got some toast and marmalade. I know that toast and marmalade are not really a very good idea in bed, but I'm completely whacked, and I've now discovered that the cave is on in town this evening, and at the moment I feel too tired to go. So I'm hoping a little rest here will resuscitate me. Because I would really like to do some writing. I haven't been writing very much this last week. And I can feel it getting away from me a bit. So, if I've got the strength, I will. It does mean going cycling down. I don't think I'll walk in the rush hour, which I'm less keen on, but we'll see. It doesn't look as if it's going to rain, and the wind doesn't look too bad at the moment. It is pretty cold still, though. I think it hasn't been above 12 today. So anyway, we'll see. We will see. At the moment, this feels like the right place to be. I think I'll have my cup of tea and my toast and maybe have a little sleep and then head off. I was going to say the mojo, that's not actually quite right. It's more about physical energy. I do hope that you've had a good day today and that you have been able to be out and about or to see what's happening outside. When I got back here, I was doing some Qigong indoors because it was drizzling outside, and about 20 little silver eyes descended on various bits of green outside. They were on fennel, and they were on my, they were on the gum tree, they were on the jasmine, and they were on the, what's it called? The nectarine tree, and on the tomato plant. Just anywhere, and then they kept pushing each other off and going somewhere else. They were just delightful and absolutely twittering away. So even had I not managed to go out, which I did, I would have had some lovely things to look at from inside. So I hope that you've managed something of that too, and that you've managed to be engaged in some way with your creative endeavour. But if you are not really up to it at the moment, I hope that you can have some good rest and recreation, a bit of self-care, and that you restore your energy soon. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.